time, two step.
One, two, one, two.
Alors, nous autres.
More Horace Traw and Austin Express.
He looked down into her brown eyes and she said a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. And they could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. And there were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. And when the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home and threw fella. He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. Threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free.
to me and watching you too. Say what we plant, that's what we'll get. And karma's watching, so let's not forget. The same knife cut the sheep, cut the goat. What you gonna do with the knife that you'll throw? Say man kuto, kumuton, kukabri. Quoi tu vas faire si le couteau est à ton cou? See le couteau est à ton cou. What you gonna do if the knife's at your throat?
Good question. I put the radio on to 88.7 FM. Born on the Bayou with the sounds of Horace Traha.
Awesome.
China too. Come on, Russia. The whole world. Get down.
Austin, that's where it's at.
And there's Erath in the background of this video that goes along with Michael Juan Nunez is Roll, I'm Roll and Tumble. Iraf.
What is steel? What is steel? 2 weeks old and I'm about to step. I left my baby back home in Iraq. I'm covered in mud from head to heel. Rubbing that all through
what is steel? What is crack.
What is
to the Paris line?
What is steel? What is steel? What is steel?
What is steel?
What is steel?
What is steel?
What is steel? What is steel? What is steel? What is steel?
king bee. I want you to be my queen. I'm a king bee. I want you to be my queen. Well, we can make honey, baby, like the world ain't never seen. Yes, I'm a king bee.
Annie Raven from Born on the Bahia, Little Sheba.
I took a business trip down to New Orleans. I got a room at a Holiday Inn. There was an earthquake in California. Must be the reason why the suitcase was shaking. Down in the bar room, it was loaded with servicemen. Loaded serviceman, elbow to elbow. I said, excuse me, blood, but this one is shaking. They said, girls on the dance floor, rest and jello. The joint was jamming. I'm bumping by the DJ. We were rapping and clapping. When up steps Little Sheba.
Little Sheba, she's as tough as you find. She's a local girl, burning like a butterfly.
There is some girls on Gator County, don't you know?
Little Sheba, she's a favorite one. Everybody's got money on the line too long.
There is some girls on Gator County, don't you know? Nasty little vixen with a New York vibe. Before Little Sheba could say welcome to Dixie, she kicked all the buttons and punched out the headlights. The crowd was reeling, chomping and chanting. Can't believe what they're seeing. Didn't look good for Sheba.
Born on the Bayou is made in downtown New Iberia on the banks of the Bayou Teche. coming your way on the facilities of KRVS, Lafayette on the campus, University of Louisiana, Lafayette. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Glad you could join us. Check out our website, krvs.org. You know, at that site right there, at that point, you can still make pledges, make contributions to our cause. We're always in need of your support, both right up here and right here. I'm doing the heart and I'm doing the brain. It's Gal Holiday.
Keep on smiling, brother, keep on smiling.
Born on the Bayou, maybe the T-Bayou, couple from Don Rich. Thank you for joining us today. Born on the Bayou show, coming your way from 88.7 FM, online krvs.org, from the land of Bayou Teche. It is TK Hulan riding with the King.
The first record hit and I was on my way. I blew it all that the track each day. Every road got all I earned. Those Cajun girls kept my head well turned.
Rolling along with 88.7 KRVS. Irma Thomas, Soul of a Man.
Soul of a man, I'm going to ask the just came up in time. We're teaching the lawyer, the doctor. Well, a man ain't nothing but his mind. Well, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man? I read the Bible often. I tried to read.
We're listening to Irma Thomas. She'll be at Sam's Burger Joint tonight. I'm talking about the ever-loving Barbara Lynn with the Eastwood Blues Review. Barbara Lynn. Well, I'm new to this area, and I'm seeing this Acadian and Cajun, and I just wondered if you could tell me what a Cajun is. Well, I'm sitting here in a Spanish settlement, so that New Iberia, a bunch of Spanish guys settled here, so maybe I'm not the one to ask. Let's see, here's a gentleman here. Oh, in fact, he made a record about it. Introduction and definition of a Cajun.
Justin Wilson.
How y'all are? I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real pleasure for me to be here in Houston at the Hyatt Regency this evening to talk to you forestry people. I believe in you. I believe in what you do. And I've got a whole bunch of brand new Cajun stories to tell you. But no matter where I talk, I always like to explain what a Cajun is because there may be one people in here who don't know. And I don't want anybody to leave here ignorant tonight. Cajun, generally spelled C-A-J-U-N, pronounced Cajun in Mexico. This word Cajun is a mutilation of the word Acadian. Now, the Cajun is not mutilated, no, just the word. And the word Acadian comes from those wonderful, hearty people who left France many, many years ago to come to the New World to chase after what everybody else likes to run after, the pursuit of happiness. And they came to the New World and chased hell out of it, too. And they were happy up in a small section of Nova Scotia where an ill wind apparently drove them up there. They were heading for the southern portion of Louisiana. And they were happy in this small section of Nova Scotia called in French Acadian, English Acadia, chasing that happiness. And lo and behold, 221 years ago, England took over all of Nova Scotia, including Acadie or Acadia. Back then, in those days, England was subject to doing that. That's before she became a welfare state. And these English told all of these French-speaking people who spoke nothing but French, and they came from France, and that was more or less normal, they said, look, you got to swear allegiance to the King of England. And they would not did that, no. They just swear at him, and real good. But they told him, you got to leave here, and they would not did that, too. So they ran them down and caught them. That is, most of them. They missed a few. And they let them carry what they could in their two hands and arms. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just imagine you tonight would be told you have to leave here and go to a strange country with what you can carry in your two hands and arms. And that's what happened to these people. They missed a few of them. Like I say, they caught most of them. They let them carry these articles in their hands and arms, and they put them on small sailing vessels or boats or ships, whatever you want to call them. And they started down the Atlantic Sea coast trying to get to Louisiana, where some of them had some friends and relatives, and they knew some other people down there. Now, history has it, and this is contrary to what I read in the paper when I was in Boston a couple of weeks ago. History has it, and this is true, that those good church-going people wouldn't let them land in New England. And I certainly am glad, I'll tell you that for sure. I'd hate like hell to be a Cajun from Hyannisport, I guarantee. So they brought themselves on down, and some of them landed in Maryland, Virginia, Northern South Carolina, and Georgia. Some of my mother's people landed in Maryland and Georgia, and then came on over into Louisiana. But the majority of them came all the way around Florida and aimed for Louisiana some more. Now, there were some pretty poor navigators on some of them boats. And some of them hit Alabama. And some of them hit Mississippi. And they had a couple of blind toms that hit Texas. But still, the majority of them went to every bay and river mouth that opened on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana, and they scattered throughout South Louisiana deliberately because they did not want to be picked up and sunk somewhere else some more. Now, in French, you pronounce the word Acadian, Acadien, or Acadien, depending on what kind of Acadien, Acadien you may be. In the South of Louisiana, Acadien or Acadien, being a true southerner, he just shortened it to Cajun, Cajun, Cajun. In English, you pronounce that Cajun. But that's what a Cajun actually is. course, us Cajuns know that some of you people's got some other names for us. But that's all right with us. We got some other names for you, too. Don't you worry. Now, I'm just half-bleed. And sometimes I wish I was full-bleed, and then I know it's a damn good thing I'm not, because I couldn't have stood a full dose of this disease. And I am a safety man. You can look at me and tell the way both are belted and suspended, I don't take a chance. Now, I've heard a lot of wonderful stories, and most of them I can't tell you tonight, but I want to tell you a few. When they're true, I will try to tell you. If you don't hear me say they're true, you just take it for granted I don't know whether they are or not. Or I know they ain't, one of the two.
That is a little bit about what is a Cajun from Barn of the Bayou. Hope to see you again one more time the next time.
For 2 hours of true word sound power, classic heavyweight Rasta reggae radio, it's Jamon here on KRVS. Cecil here, chairing the Churchill Gathering every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. Heavyweight sound and lifted spirits guaranteed. Jamon here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
Tune in to Encore for great Cajun music with me, your host, Megan Constantin, every Saturday at 7 a.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles at krvs.org.